Sussex County, Delaware, 5th District County Council has a Republican primary. Keller Hopkins, a Republican, running against John Riley, a Republican. And I wanted to get Keller on because this race is heating up a little bit. And John Riley came by our Friday show last Friday and chatted with us on the air. And I thought, I want to touch base with Keller. I haven't talked to him in a little while. So, Mr. Hopkins, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good, Dan. It always nice to be on the radio with you.
Yeah, man. I want to ask you about a couple of things. First of all, John Riley came by on Friday, and one of the first things he said about you was he was complaining about your campaign signs, which I don't know how that's relevant to the race, but have you heard those complaints he's making about your signs being everywhere?
I'm a worker. I start early in the morning, and I start early on whatever project I'm working on. And right now, I'm working on winning this election for county council, so that I can roll my sleeves up and go to work. There's some important issues that we have in front of us right now in Sussex County. I put some signs up. I want to win, and I put signs up. I put them in my district, and I put them other places where people within my district drive, so that they see my name. You know, a lot of this stuff is name recognition, and I'm trying to get my name out there, and
sure.
and that's what I do.
And I want to ask you about what some of those important issues are to you, but first I want you to address a couple of things that have gone unanswered here. John Riley, your opponent, said, quote, "As an informed voter, you should be aware that my opponent's company installs infrastructure in new developments. That's how he makes his money. He's also been on planning and zoning for 7 years, where he votes to approve the same developments where he later accepts contracts to work." Trying to make something about your career, actually. So what is your answer to that?
Yeah, I think you might have even used the word enriched, that I'm doing it to enrich. Look, I'm a glorified ditch digger. I hook up gas lines and water lines. We primarily do directional drilling, drill a rod into the ground, grab a pipe and pull it back. I think we just need to stop wasting time on all this nonsense, and let's talk about how we can help the folks in the 5th District. And I tell you, we need our workers. They need housing. And he sent something else out yesterday about the fact that I was on planning and zoning, and that I should have been at the public hearing, county council public hearing, to present my case. I mean, I presented my case in planning and zoning. That would be a conflict. It would be a conflict for him to come to planning and zoning and present something, and it'd be a conflict for me to go to county council and present something. But I mean, he's upset with me because I pointed out on this rental ordinance amendment that he's really that's one of his mantles, that the ordinance really all it does is make a few of his developer friends a lot of money. We need to be, I mean, we just need to be doing a whole lot more than that little drop in the bucket. And I'm already organizing a group, and I'm interested in other people that want to get it, that would like to get involved, because when I take office in January, I want to be able to already have some conceptual ordinances drafted so that we can be moving in, 6 or 7 different directions at the same time and testing different ways of helping our workers, the median income in Sussex County for a house, and that's everybody. That's the wealthy to the poor. The average median income is $65,000 per house, and you can't even rent a place for a household budget income of $65,000. We've got to help our workers. I mean, I have two boys that are I have two children who are engineers. They come out of, and I have a daughter who's a nurse. They come out of college and they're only making $55,000 a year. How can we retain those people
am I hearing correctly here that he has a proposal, but you think it's just small in comparison to how it could be, and you want several ideas on this issue to be on the table.
Yeah, well, his proposal allows, you know, a few developers in the prime lands, basically at the beach, to be able to go from 2 to the acre, and it really can't even get, you can't even get on an AR zoning, you can't even get 2 to the acre by the time you do all the, you check all the boxes. But if they'll sign up and contribute 30% towards, a lower income housing, they can increase their density to 12 units per acre. Well, I mean, that's an okay start, but I mean, they're going to help a few people, but what about the people over, you know, on the western side, Laurel, Bridgeville, Seaford? They're going to have to drive all the way over to the beach, just to be able to stand in line and hopefully get, you know, part of these units. We need to be generating housing throughout the county, not just on the prime land where the developers can jack their zoning or their density, you know, up to 12 units. It's not adequate. That's not adequate.
What are the important issues that are key to your campaign? You just mentioned that one, but other than that, what are some of the key issues that you want the voters to know about as you run for the 5th district?
Well, one of the things that concerns me is I was listening to John on the radio last week, and he's talking about how the county is already having to go into reserves in order to balance the budget. Now, I don't understand that, but I'd like to get in there, and I'm going to get in there and figure out why, when our building, we've been generating so much income from transfer taxes, more than we possibly could have budgeted, that's the biggest delta with regard to how, you know, the revenue, the income revenue is generated. And it makes no sense to me. I mean, if when we're rolling the cash in and we're having to go pull from reserves, there's a problem somewhere. And, John's natural remedy for that is raise taxes. I mean, he's already raising taxes. What's going to happen when things really tighten up here in a few months or a year or so? You know, by being in business, well, I've learned over the years that, you know, you just when things get tight, you just can't go to your customers, or in this case, the taxpayers, and say, you know what, things are just a little tight, so we're going to, you know, I'm going to increase what I'm charging you, or for a taxpayer, I'm going to jack your taxes. Sometimes we have to look internally. All the time we have to look internally. We have to figure out what can I do different, and it makes us better. It makes us stronger. But, in business, you just can't, you know, increase your prices. You will not get the work. You have to figure out what you're doing wrong or what you need to do differently. And it's tough. I mean, you know, when you've been in business, you've gone through hard times. You know, you don't just fall back on panicking and, you know, increasing taxes, for example. There has to be some discipline, and you have to be pragmatic, and you got to roll your sleeves up and you got to go to work. But, you know, well, I mean, just like you, Dan, what time do you start in the morning?
My alarm hits me at about 2:20 in the morning. Okay, we're getting up early to get started.
My opponent says that, you know, he doesn't like to get out of bed until 10. So, you know, look, I'm not making any excuses for the fact that I'm a business guy and I'm a worker. You know, I'm not retired and I don't plan to be retired. But I'll tell you what, I will do. I will take the same energy. And I will roll my sleeves up, and I will go to work for my constituents in the 5th district, Councilmatic district.
Right. You know, I don't speak for John Riley, but I think if you're talking about him raising taxes, you may be referring to the accommodations tax. Maybe there's another one, but the accommodations tax, to which he probably would respond, well, that's not really a tax. It's more like a user fee passed on to visitors. How do you respond to that explanation that he's given before publicly? So I thought you would talk about it now.
Yeah, well, he also said that it's going to be used for dredging, that it's been earmarked for dredging. But it's not being earmarked for dredging. It's going into the general account. So, I mean, you know, he says a lot of things. But in regard to that specifically, I mean, I've talked to other businesses in the area who are having to house people who are coming in for whatever, to work or for events, or and you know, these, our local businesses are paying a lot of that. And we have family. I mean, we all have family that's and they're not necessarily coming from out of state. They could be coming from within the state and still staying in a hotel down here. I have a problem with people with this whole attitude. Well, we're not charging us. We're charging the other guy. You know, this whole the other guy thing. It's just an irresponsible, wrong ideology.
I like that answer. Question on the text line. Ask your guest, Keller Hopkins, by the way, 5th District Council candidate. Ask your guest what his plan is to improve roads since we have all this new housing units. Many roads are still two lanes. Well, is there anything the county can do about the roads, Keller Hopkins?
Well, the state is responsible for the roads, but I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to stand in front of my constituents and say the relationship with Sussex County and the state is so much better now. And that's what my opponent's saying. He says the relationship is so much better. Well, show me, don't tell me. That's where I'm coming from. Show me, don't tell me. And we need to, certainly we want to be diplomatic, but, you know, we've got to start pushing and making it known how many dollars have been, and I'm not, this has been 20 or 50 years, how many dollars are going from Sussex County up north and how many dollars are coming back. It's a very small percentage of what we're paying comes back to Sussex County. And I think we need to be putting that on billboards. I think that the public needs to know that. And the public needs, you know, we need to be organized, and we need to make sure that we at least we don't, you know, go down with a smile on our face. We need to be pushing back.
Do you think the county at a county level could get engaged in doing some road stuff away and apart from the state? Do you think?
That's a very good question. When I engage in a problem, I don't rule anything out. I try to keep an open mind. A lot of times people say, oh, I see where you're trying to go. You're trying to go here, go there. It's like, no, I'm an information hound, I guess you would say. I need information in order to make decisions, and I wouldn't rule anything out.
What else do you want to say to the voters in the 5th District this morning, Keller Hopkins?
Well, I tell you, I'm just really enjoying going around knocking on doors. I'm knocking on about 500 doors a week, and I tell you, this is just a great. Sussex County is an awesome place to live, and that's the common denominator as I meet people and talk to them. We just love this county, and I think that we all want to have the opportunity to work together to preserve it and to kind of redirect the ship. The ship just needs to be redirected a little bit so that it stays a great place.
All right, we have a couple of questions. I prefer questions for candidates on the telephone, but I'll read these. I'll read them to you, okay, Keller? Text. Okay. I've called Riley 2 times in the past 2 years and never got a call back. Will Keller Hopkins be accessible?
Well, first of all, that's what I'm hearing as I'm knocking on doors. I hear it everywhere. Let me give you my cell phone number. I only have one cell phone, and this is it. 302-236-5151. I'm going to say it again. 302-236-5151. And you can get me Keller Hopkins Facebook. And I promise you I'll call you back.
All right, here's another one. Can you ask Keller what his position is on a moratorium of building until we do an infrastructure study?
Well, I've heard John making rumblings about, moratorium and the direction that he's moving in. It seems, it certainly appears that. I want you to know that what I've learned in business is decisions have unintended consequences. And you have to be, there is no one thing that fixes the problem. So you throw a moratorium on, that's going to have all kinds of unintended consequences. And let me just tell you one of them. So those of us, who want to go into the restaurant and want to be served, we want to go to the hospital and have nurses and engineers and people to take care and do our work. So we already have some employees, right? So what's going to happen when you throw a moratorium on? It's already happening within, you know, within people that I know. They're going to go to those workers who have a house. Like in one case, somebody might have spent $200,000. They've got a mortgage, and you throw a moratorium on. Well, those 5,000 new people that moved in last year, there's more that are coming because they want a piece of paradise. Tell you what they're going to do. They're going to come buy our workers' homes. Our workers are going to move to Tennessee where they can take the original $200,000 investment. They sell their house for $400,000. They go to Tennessee. They buy 20 acres and a nice little house down there, and they go to work in Tennessee, and we're going to have nobody at the restaurants bringing us our food out or in the hospital taking right. care of us.
Dan, please ask Keller how I can get a yard sign. Well, I think maybe the phone number, 302-236-5151, which he already gave, and I do appreciate that. One more. Is Keller Hopkins aware that DelDOT has nearly $1 billion in road improvements programmed for Sussex County alone over the next 6 years in their capital transportation plan?
Well, yep. I mean, they've had money planned to send down here, you know, for 20 or 30 years. So I'm really looking forward to getting those billions.
Right. In other words, these promises have been coming for a long time, but have they actually been spent here? Ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they will. I'm an optimistic guy. I'm just a show me, don't tell me guy.
I get it. Keller Hopkins, thanks, man. Stay in touch as this race moves forward, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, Dan.
All right. 720.